Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It is a favorite story used by preachers very often. It likely is a story that never really happened. Instead, it's more like a parable, like a fable with an important lesson. It goes like this. There was a man who once walked over the Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Once he had secured the rope into place, he enticed the crowd by asking them if they felt he could walk across and back the Niagara Falls balanced on just that tiny, thin rope. Well, the crowd started to gather, and he challenged the crowd. Do you believe that I can get across and back the Niagara Falls without falling or slipping? The crowd modestly encouraged him, so he got up onto the rope and he made his way across the Niagara Falls. When he got to the other side, he came back. He did not slip, he did not fall, did not even wobble or waver. When he got back to the near side and the cheering crowd, he asked them to quiet with the palm of his hand, saying, "That was too easy. What if I were to do this a second time and make it a little bit harder? What if I were to roll a wheelbarrow on that rope ahead of me across the Niagara Falls and back?" Pointing to a wheelbarrow that he had brought for this very purpose. Oh, the crowd thought this was exciting. They started to cheer, so even more people joined on the shoreline to watch the spectacle, a dangerous and daring feat. With the help of two men, the wheelbarrow was lifted up onto the line, and he started across the rope. He went more slowly this time. He did wobble a couple of times, which caused gasps from the crowd and even a few cries, but he made it without a lot of difficulty, forth and back. They were cheering wildly again. He calmed them down and said, "That was still too easy. What if I try this a third time? With a wheelbarrow again, but this time with someone inside the wheelbarrow." Oh, the crowd just cheered with all of their voice. He said, I'm glad that you have confidence in me. I would be risking not only my life, but I'd be risking the life of the person in the wheelbarrow. Since you support me so greatly, have faith in me, I will give this a shot. How many of you believe that I can do this? And almost all the hands in the crowd went up. It was nearly unanimous. He said, "Now for all of you with your hands in the air, which of you are willing to volunteer to get into the wheelbarrow?" And all the hands immediately went down to the people's sides. "What?" said the tightrope artist. "You have seen me already go twice, forth and back across the Niagara Falls, once with a wheelbarrow. I asked if you thought I could do it with someone in the wheelbarrow. You said, yes, you thought that I could do it, but when I ask for a volunteer, there is none. Do you have faith that I can do this or not?" Now, if I had been a part of the crowd that day, I would have believed that the person could do this amazing feat. I would have even cheered the person on, expecting that he had an assistant standing nearby who was going to crawl into the wheelbarrow for a well-practiced stunt. But when he asked for a volunteer, I'm sure my hand would have gone down like everybody else's. I don't think that I have that kind of faith. Moses, on the other hand, if he knew that God was at the handles of that wheelbarrow, he would have jumped right in. He would have done cartwheels on the tightrope if he had been asked. After all, so many times through the course of his life, Moses had been asked to put his life into the hands of God. Moses came from good stock, born in a time in which Hebrews were subject to death by the Egyptians. Moses was placed in the basket into the Nile River to be discovered by no one less than the Pharaoh's daughter, the leader of Egypt. How did Moses' mother have such faith that it could turn out so well? Though it could have cost him his life, Moses, as a young man, renounced his place in the Pharaoh's palace, instead taking his place alongside the Hebrews, even though the Hebrews were oppressed. He went from the highest rung of society to the very lowest rung. Though it could have cost him his life, Moses went back to the promised land of God, saw a burning bush, followed the instructions of God to go back to Egypt, where Pharaoh had murderous intentions, although God's intentions were to free his people from slavery. Having already delivered 9 plagues of God against Pharaoh and the Egyptians, Moses was unafraid to offer the 10th, the final and fatal plague, the death of the firstborn. Moses believed that the blood of an unblemished lamb on the doorpost would save the firstborn of Israel. With an entire nation's life at risk, the people walk across the Red Sea on dry land. Moses performing a miracle, knowing that God would save God's people. How many times? How many times through his life would Moses be asked to figuratively get into the wheelbarrow? Many of us would fail the very first test, but Moses was given a strength of faith that allowed him to believe in God time and time again. Now, clearly, this is an extreme example. You are not going to be asked to place your baby into a basket, put the basket into the Zumbro River, and save the baby's life. You are not going to grow up in the household of a king or a president and one day renounce your place in that household. You are not going to appear before that king who would just as soon kill you as hear your next word. You are not going to stand on the shores of a great body of water and perform a miracle that will save an entire race of people. But you will be called to act in faith. 3 great gifts of God: faith, hope, and love. All of them fill our spirit. But it is faith that allows us to move forward in courage. This last week, I was visiting with a new acquaintance, talking about the state of our world and what the future will look like. I am normally very optimistic and careful with my language. I opened one paragraph with this woman by saying, "If we get a vaccine," and she stopped me immediately. She said, when we get a vaccine. Now, I agreed with her. And I apologize for being sloppy with my words. And yet it does take faith to believe with certainty that we will have a vaccine. I have heard more and more hopeful words in these last weeks about real change in our country's spirit as regards injustice and racism. People are hopeful that this is finally the time in which change will come. That is an act of faith. It is an act of faith for you to proclaim commitment to and love for Jesus. It is not as scary as getting into a wheelbarrow over the Niagara Falls, but there is faith in turning one's life over to a greater power. The greatest power, the power of faith, hope, and love. We have been given great examples of faith. mothers and fathers who have set us on sail toward the kingdom of God. May we continually learn more about trusting in the faith given to us as a free gift from a loving God. Amen.